Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lois Olson joins us here on 830 WCCO this Wednesday morning. Is it already? Holy smokes, moving right along. Hi, Lois. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
Pretty great. The weather here is going to be a little windy today. So how was it out on the golf course in Nebraska yesterday?
I can tell you a different story about wind. It's a factor on every hole, Dave. Every hole. And it's 30 to 40 miles an hour.
So. Wide open, man.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where you love having that wind behind you on a drive. I hope they were all behind you on the window. There was nothing against you, I hope.
They weren't, but you know, it's part of the fun of playing out here, and quite an adventure. Let's just say that.
Do you recommend the course, by the way, for the golfers out there?
I do. The place is called Dismal River Club. It's about 5 miles from Sand Hills. It's in the Sand Hills in Nebraska, but it's 5 miles from Sand Hills course, and it's remote, but it's unlike anything I've ever golfed before. So.
Were you surprised that the president weighed in on Twitter on St. Louis Park?
I wasn't, actually. I kind of expected it to happen earlier, but I do know that Republicans are starting to really pressure St. Louis Park, turn it into a national story. I think Republican chairwoman Jennifer Carnahan is going to be on Fox and Friends later today. They're going to continue to elevate this story. And it fits right in the president's kind of Make America Great mantra, that the Pledge of Allegiance would become controversial, that he would point to Minnesota. So I think local Republicans will continue to make sure that the White House is in the loop on it, and we'll just see kind of how long it drags on here, and whether or not the city council reverses their decision.
Did Senator Smith from Minnesota really say that Mitch McConnell's leadership of the United States Senate has been a big fat waste?
She did. And she is starting to have a little more visibility now in her first real true term after being elected. But again, she's on the ballot again in 2020, which has a lot of national Democrats saying that's a seat we have to hold. If we're going to keep the Senate, that's not even a seat that should be in play. And so they're kind of, I think, pushing Smith out there. Again, with Amy Klobuchar running for Senate, I think it gives Smith an opportunity to kind of create her own identity as a senator, and she's going to become more and more partisan. The real question is, Karen Housley decided over the holidays that she would not run for the U.S. Senate, and so now you have Jason Lewis thinking about it, who sat in for Rush Limbaugh last Friday, and a gentleman by the name of Bill Gadara thinking he might run against Smith. But in the scope of things, McConnell being on her radar is interesting because she's not likely to even be a top 10 race next year.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Kind of unusual out of her office. So, hey, let's ask you about Fox's report now on Representative Omar. What's the latest?
Well, there was this story in the Washington Post last week where they followed her and talked to her about the kind of her American story was the theme. And she talked about some stories about high school and that she didn't have a great high school experience because society was unjust and our country was unjust. Well, apparently part of that story was embellished, which the Washington Post reporter kind of suggested it might be about economic and racial disparities. And she said, you know, she fubbed some facts while telling the story to the students in the newspaper. This will just add to kind of a laundry list, not just from Fox News, but other national reporters starting to really look into her style, the way she looks at some things, her approach to some of these issues. And she joined other kind of younger, newer House members in criticizing Nancy Pelosi over the last few days, which means that Pelosi, who's defended her stridently, may start to lose interest in defending her, which could change the way in which people cover her or she's approached. And I'm still hearing that Democrats are looking for opponents. They just can't find one to run against Omar next year.
Senator Klobuchar, has she said anything about the U.S. Attorney Acosta?
Yes, she called out the Labor Secretary, who was a assistant attorney, Anthony Acosta, who's tied up in this Jeffrey Feinstein situation. She said he should step down. Several people have begun to call on him to step down as Labor Secretary. I just don't know if that story goes away until he does step down, and it's probably a distraction for the Trump administration that they don't want.
Body cameras for Ramsey County Sheriff's deputies. What's the latest on that, Blois?
They'll start by the end of summer. They're going to spend about $300,000 for $1 million on the cameras. They'll also add some new employees for the Ramsey County Sheriff. And obviously, these body cameras are just becoming the norm. I think it's just the budget issue of getting them funded at each level of law enforcement.
You have an interesting nugget today in the out of the Brainerd Dispatch regarding Minnesota's most severely cost-burdened renters. Where are they in the state?
Well, they are in nine counties, including Clay, Becker, Wilkin, Otter Tail, Douglas, Grant, Pope, Stevens, and Traverse counties. 24% of renters are putting more than half their income toward housing. Mm. This housing issue is really a statewide issue. But in greater Minnesota, it's because there's jobs there. There's just not housing. And so the challenge is, how do you build housing quickly to accommodate a lot of these jobs that have been created by the robust economy? So we'll continue to follow that. Tina Smith is kind of pushing this. We do think the federal government will get involved here soon. And there was a discussion about it Monday in Moorhead.
Blois, how do I get your email? There's much more to talk about this morning.
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can subscribe right there.
Have an awesome day, Blois. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Dave.
Blois Olson, The Morning Take, WCC at time 628. This is the morning news with Dave Lee. Temperature at 70 right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.